That was what we had hoped to be able to get some pretty accurate measurements of that using Respitrace. And we had funding lined up for that, and it fell through. So we actually did that using a tape measure.
Oh, a tape measure. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Going from pre-inspiration to maximum inhalation.
Right. The Hickson and Watson work has already been mentioned. But, you know, that one that they did on operatic singers, one of the primary conclusions was that opera singers do not know what they actually do. What they say that they do and what they actually do is very different. Yeah, which is interesting. I know you did some verification there, which was good. And I'll, one last thing. I feel like I must come a little bit in defense of Mr. Reed's statement in saying this, that it was well into the 19th century before the focus on the breath sort of achieved the level that it is now. And that there was an awful lot of good singing that went on before 1860 or 1870. Garcia deals with it very briefly. Mancini mentions it hardly at all. Tozzi, hardly at all. And
Reed does go into more depth about it and gives some specific things.
Right.
This was just a...
Right. He likes to stir it up, too.